Hello, and welcome to the 8th in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the function of the fat bodies of the honeybee. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. Fat bodies are found in the larvae, pupae and adults of the honeybee and other insects. They have different roles and cellular structure depending on the stage of the life cycle. There are three types of cells found in the fat bodies: fat cells, or trophocytes, oenocytes, which are spelt O-E-N-O-C-Y-T-E-S, and urate cells. In the larva, the fat bodies can make up to 65% of the weight of the larva. They are white, which gives the larva its white coloration. The trachea anchor the fat bodies in place. As the larva grows in size, the fat bodies also increase in size. In the larva, the fat cells can contain proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, which are absorbed from the food the larva is receiving from the nurse bees. A fat cell contains vesicles or sacs containing albuminoid granules, which are made from protein. Albumin is the main protein found in egg whites and is also present in our own blood. It also contains fat droplets and glycogen, which is a type of carbohydrate. The fat cells are smaller in size than the oenocytes. Urate cells collect and store nitrogenous wastes, and they can be found to contain crystals of uric acid. In the prepupa and during metamorphosis, the fat cells increase in size and equal the oenocyte size. They do this by absorbing the nutrients from the breakdown of the tissues that once formed the larva. Eventually, the fat cells themselves separate and break down to release their contents. This provides the nutrients necessary for the tissues in the pupa to form and take on the adult structures. Once the Malpighian tubules fully develop, the urate cells are no longer needed and so disappear. These are not found in the adult bee. In the adult, fat bodies are found on the floor and roof of the abdominal cavity. They can change in size and composition depending on the time of year and the age of the bee. The fat bodies are now made up only of fat cells and oenocytes. Fat bodies are largest in a winter bee and smallest in a summer bee. As stated previously, the fat cells contain proteins, fats and carbohydrates. But during summer, the protein content of these will decrease as it is turned into brood food to feed the developing larvae. In a foraging worker bee, the glycogen or carbohydrate stores of the fat body also decrease and are used up, providing a source of energy for flight. In winter, the protein content will increase as the bee builds up stores to aid its survival during winter. It is also not feeding brood at this stage. The oenocytes are thought to be closely involved in wax production. They are found in higher numbers around the wax glands and are thought to produce the fats necessary for wax formation. It would be logical, therefore, to assume the size and number of these are at a maximum when the worker is around 12 days old and producing wax, and then decreases as the worker ages. There is still a lot of research needed on fat bodies, as not all of their functions are fully understood. However, I hope that this brief overview has increased your knowledge and understanding of the fat bodies in honeybees, and I hope to see you again for the next episode.